With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Supermodel David Gandy has said there's not enough of a narrative about good men out there, and that Andrew Tate pushes a disruptive and an immature idea of masculinity. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Owen Cleary, secondary school teacher and educational researcher with the Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute. Owen, good morning to you. Is David Gandy right? Do we need to hear more about good men?
Yeah, absolutely. There are good men everywhere. I know loads of them. I think young men growing up at the moment, like everybody, they're just looking for a sense of belonging and a sense of identity. And for a long time in Ireland, we had a kind of very narrow idea of what that was for men, to be strong, to be a protector, to be a provider, you know, to repress your emotional expression. And we realized a while ago that that wasn't really serving men in the world anymore. And I think we started to explore how to broaden our definition of masculinity. We saw how it wasn't serving our mental health in particular. And unfortunately for us in Ireland, I think at the same time that we were starting to broaden our understanding of masculinity, which is, you know, quite a scary place to be because it requires a bit of risk and a lot of strength and courage to explore something that might be a little bit broader than our previous understanding. But at the exact same time, just like David Gandy said, social media also arrived and it has been destroying masculinity for men globally, but in particular in Ireland.
And are you talking because of those sort of narratives that come from, I'm loathe to give them too much oxygen, but the Andrew Tates, that I often think it's a very fragile masculinity, that you're nothing, bro, unless you're, you know, saying awful things about other people, putting other people down to build yourself up, largely women. But that kind of masculinity always struck me as coming from an inherently weak space.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are vulnerable. We're as vulnerable as anybody else, but I suppose we haven't had the spaces to be able to explore that vulnerability as men. And we started to do that. But like you're saying, at the same time, this very thin, very fragile idea from the manfluencers online realized that they can make a ton of money out of this emerging space if they could grab onto the insecurity that does exist there for us at the moment while we're just still trying to figure that out.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Can I ask a complicated question? And I'm kind of feeling my way into this question nervously. I know you said like that idea, that old school idea of being men being strong and protective and providers and all that. We need to break away from those stereotypes. Is there not a grain of truth in that stereotype about men? And potentially, hear me out, that the idea that we move away from that is one of the reasons that some men, particularly younger men, feel that they've lost their way and that they are turning to those toxic masculinity kind of role models, that we're not allowing men to own the fact that they actually have a lot of those traits, strength, that are sort of hardwired into them. And we're actually trying to unwire masculinity in a way that is confusing to young men.
I think masculinity has been very rigid for a long time, and it needs to become more flexible because not unfortunately, the way of the world is that it's changing dramatically. So, for example, just with
I'm not trying to be offensive with that question, by the way, Owen. I'm just asking.
I totally understand. It's a genuine question, and I think you're right because a lot of people feel that way. But when it comes to providing, there is no way an individual, unless you're in the top 1% of earners in the world, there's no way one person can provide for a family anymore. So if your masculinity is solely tied to that idea, then that's going to lead to serious difficulties for you in life. So we need to, you know, explore other ways of providing emotional security, providing comfort. I was out in the supermarket last night and looking around, half the people in there were dads with their kids doing shopping. That's a broadening of masculinity. That's a changing of the gender roles. And I happened to bump into an old teacher of mine that I hadn't seen in years, a secondary school teacher of mine. And I caught up and I asked him, how he was doing. He said, actually, I lost my wife a couple of months ago. And I said, oh, God, that's awful. And he said, you know what, it is really awful. And he started to get upset. This is a 60-year-old man, and I'm a 40-year-old man. And I immediately pushed the trolley aside, and I gave him a hug. And for a couple of minutes, in the frozen aisle of a supermarket in Dublin, there were two men holding each other in vulnerability. And that's real strength and courage and masculinity.
And I 100% agree with that. Look, I do think it's an important conversation because I a bit like yourself, I'm surrounded by good men in my life. I'm lucky. And so I know they exist. In fact, I would say I know far more good men than bad. And I think probably lots of people, if they thought about their lives, would see it that way.
100%. Every man I'm surrounded with is good. Do you know what I thought? When I left that interaction last night, I thought to myself, God, I hope in 20 years when I'm in need of that in the supermarket, one of my students can do the same for me. And I thought about it, and you know what, every single one of them I'm confident would be. Yeah. But there's just this narrative out there at the moment that is grabbing hold of a vulnerable section of young men who are desperate for belonging and identity, and we're not fulfilling that for them in the public sphere.
Yeah, good to push back on it. Thank you for coming on about all of that. That is Owen Cleary there, secondary school teacher and educational researcher. What do we think? What do we think about the narrative about? I genuinely believe that the good men far outweigh the bad. And what do we think about where masculinity is going? And all just the good men. Tell us your stories out there. Good men. Know them. Raise them. Be them. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.